Remix Replay. Video game music stays with us every step of the way. Welcome to Mega Mixtape.
Hello again, this is Naop. Thank you for joining me on a very late episode of The Mix. Hopefully, going forward, episodes are gonna be released at the start of the following month, not at the end. This is our second English episode of 2025, and you could probably tell from our episode art, which features Samus Aran in her Metroid Dread incarnation, that we started the episode with a cover from that soundtrack. We listened to Undertow by Sam Dillard from his Dreadful Symphony album released last year. As you know, Makoto is responsible for the toy photography you see on our episode art, and whatever figure she decides to photograph next is going to determine our opening track for each episode. This time, Sam Dillard manages to deliver a very cinematic rendition, and I would even say that he improves upon the original material by incorporating some of the classic Metroid themes we know and love. In this case, Undertow is a mix of Maridia and Burenia, both of them aquatic levels. I recommend that you follow Sam Dillard. He is a very passionate fan of the franchise, and he's also an animator who has done amazing 3D renditions of Samus and her enemies, so check him out. we're staying in space for our background music with another incredible track, Main Menu, from Star Fox 64, from the album All Range Mode, released by Rosen this past February. You can find both albums on Bandcamp, and in Rosen's case, you can listen to All Range Mode on streaming platforms. February was jam-packed with new releases, so let's speed things up and listen to another Metroid track.
The best of Aussie Remix.
We'll be right back. Mission.
Ever since they had a change in their administration, the OC Remix community has been more active than ever. New members have joined the judges panel, the administration side of things has improved thanks to the work of Dark Sword and Lion Tamer, and it seems that as a recurring New Year resolution, they have decided to start a spree of daily remixes, so OCR has demonstrated that they are here to stay. We listened to a track that I originally discovered in one of Firaga Records' releases. Firaga is a branch of Materia Collective that specializes in electronic dance music and all of its subgenres. And in February, they released an album called BGM Essentials, Drum and Bass. It's from there that I selected this incredible version of Lower Brinstar by Emunator and Pixel Seth. And as it turns out, both of them are also judges on OCR. Titled A God from the Machine, since Emunator says that the original intent behind the concept was to remix Lower Brinstar in the style of Deus Ex, the track from this album was later reworked and submitted to the OCR judges panel as an updated version where Chimpasila took it to the next level and updated it to something more akin to the style of drum and bass we hear today. And despite it being a lot more electronic and energetic, I think it still makes room for the exquisite guitar rendition by Pixel Seth. Truly one of the best versions of this source I've ever heard. It proves that no matter how overcovered we think some BGM classics are, there's always more room for new ideas and improvements. It's a joy to see all the judges constantly collaborating to also bring us new remixes. And to keep the mood going, we are listening to Lo-Fi Musashi as our background music, a synthwave cover from Shinobi by Muno, a French remixer who had been absent from the site for 20 years, if you can believe that, returns with this excellent take on another classic. But for our final recommendation from OC Remix, we are gonna switch gears for a bit. Remember, you can visit ocremix.org or subscribe to their YouTube channel to keep an eye on the huge amount of covers being released on a daily basis. To close off this segment, we are going to listen to a track called Hyoryu Kyoku from DJ Mokran. There's a story behind this one, since in 2023, OCR released Seeds of Pandora, a tribute album to the music of Final Fantasy VIII. DJ Mokran was unable to contribute to this album, but his style would have been right at home with the Asian folklore encouraged by the guidelines of this quadruple album. I'm sure you will agree right off the bat as we listen to this powerful and cinematic cover. Making use of four different instruments, shamisen, shakuhachi, koto, and guqin, which is a Chinese instrument, DJ Mokran decided to cover the track called Drifting, which I honestly do not remember from the soundtrack since it was probably only used for one of the cinematics, but what an improvement. This is certainly memorable. After that, we are going straight into our next segment for our album of the month, which I'm thinking you will instantly recognize and enjoy. So here's DJ Mokran's Hyoryu Kyoku. Thank you.
fellow video game music fans. This is Larry Oji, otherwise known as Lion Tamer. I'm the community manager of Overclocked Remix, where video game music is an art form. And because you love video game music too, that's why you're listening to Mega Mixtape.
Album of the Month.
Trigger. Precisely 30 years ago, Square surprised us with this timeless JRPG that we all know and love. Yasunori Mitsuda had a lot of troubles while composing the music for this amazing game for the Super Nintendo, and while Square Enix hasn't yet made any big announcements regarding the anniversary, it was up to the fans and independent musicians to deliver lots of amazing covers. In February, it was the multi-instrumentalist Shay's violin who answered the call, with her album titled Liminal Echoes, a string tribute to Chrono Trigger. She offers an extremely heartfelt rendition on some of the classics. To start things off, we heard Shala's theme. For this arrangement, Shay decided to build a koto out of Legos and metal sheets that completely sounds like the real thing. She also used violin, cello, bass guitar, accordion, all sorts of percussion, and an eru, which is present throughout the album, giving it a distinct sound and identity. For our background music, I chose something more peaceful and cozy, a cover of Peaceful Days. And for our second recommendation from this release, we are going to listen to the epic Corridors of Time. In Shay's version, thanks to the accordion, to me the accompaniment sounds like a sort of tango, but the rest of instruments are just as important. Starting with the kalimba for the track's introduction, and an out-of-tune mandolin for the iconic arpeggio. The work of Shay is outstanding. You can listen to this album and all her covers on streaming platforms, and she is a frequent competitor at Dwelling of Duels, so I'm sure we will be listening to more of her work throughout the year. For now, after Corridors of Time, we are going to listen to a series of releases by independent artists and labels. So enjoy one last track from our undisputed album of the month. Thank you. We just heard our last cover from a Square Enix franchise this month, this time from the game that started it all for the company, Final Fantasy, the first one, composed of course by Nobuo Uematsu, in a cover by Fair DK from Argentina. He released Mithril Chronicles 2, a guitar tribute to Final Fantasy, his second compilation, with one cover from each of the numbered entries in the series. For this selection, I chose Matoyascape, since Final Fantasy I's soundtrack is one of my favorites. I would also like to recommend Fair DK's other work. You can check him out on Bandcamp or streaming platforms, but specifically, there's one album that not many people know about called Encuentro de Sangre, yes, in Spanish, by the label Game Groups. It's an excellent Castlevania tribute that I really recommend to anyone who likes metal, Castlevania music, or would like to support musicians from Latin America. And speaking of Game Groups, we are listening to a sample from Towns Well Traveled, a recently released album composed of town themes from the Pokémon series, produced by the artist known as Self-Referential, with an arrangement by Ian Martin, a track called Shades of Your Journey from the first generation, Pokémon Red, Green and Blue, continuing with assorted releases from independent artists. Let's move on to something from the Kirby franchise.
Thank you.
from the latest release by Kirby's Dream Band, titled Waddle Dookie, Makoto selected the track called Solid Grace, a pretty dark and ominous track, but don't let it fool you, the rest of the album is a lot more upbeat, as it is expected of Kirby music, and it's a compilation of tracks that some were previously released through DOD, Dwelling of Duels, and some new tracks by the band composed of Eric Beckman on drums, Andre Veller on bass, Jake Helland and Scout Seshimo on guitar, Ian Lockey and Mike Montemarano on keyboards. I particularly recommend you listen to Wily's Dreamland, which is a mashup of Dr. Wily's theme in the style of Kirby music. And speaking of round and cute mascots, we are listening to Aporia from the cult classic Gimmick. At the end of January, the Japanese label Brave Wave Productions released their latest album called Gimmick Official Arranged Soundtrack during MacFest. As is the case with all of Brave Wave's releases, this is extremely relevant to the industry because not only does it cover the music from a cult classic composed by Masashi Kageyama, but it also gathers the talents of other renowned Japanese composers, as well as modern indie composers and video game cover bands and artists. For example, we are listening to a track by Harumi Fujita, who is famous for her work on the Mega Man series. You will also find tracks by Pentadrangle, Manami Matsumae, Saori Kobayashi, T. Lopes, and many more. For this episode, I wanted to show you a track by Martial Art, a band that blends post-rock and chiptune music, founded by JMR and Strafe. Here's the track Identity Believer from this excellent album, available on Bandcamp and streaming platforms.
We'll be right back.
What an amazing track, don't you think? You can't miss all of Martial Arts' work, as well as Brave Wave's releases. They are a must-have on any BGM fans' collection. For now, we are nearing the end of this episode. I hope you've enjoyed the selection so far. Remember that you can check all track lists from our episodes with full credits and links to all the artists, albums and tracks on megamixtape.com, and you can follow us on Blue Sky or join our Discord server so we can chat about anything BGM related. As the background music, we are listening to a lo-fi cover of one of my favorite BGM tracks. It's called When Mother Was There from Persona 5, composed by Shoji Meguro, arranged by an artist from the UK called Lost Tree. It was released as part of an EP titled Video Game Lo-Fi Persona 5 EP by Kuraga Records. Kuraga is the branch of Materia Collective that focuses on lo-fi and chill-out music. It's available, as always, on Bandcamp and streaming platforms. Before going into our final segment, I wanted to share with you a cover by the metalhead and prog artist Ro Panuganti. During February, he posted a video with this cover on his YouTube channel that I really encourage you to check out, but you can also find it on streaming platforms, and it's a cover of Bayou Boogie by David Wise for the Donkey Kong Country 2 soundtrack. It's really a track that I did not expect to hear in this genre. After that, we'll go into our last segment dedicated to that other community of BGM pioneers. Thank you.
The Best of DOD.
Dueling of Duels, or DOD for short, is a video game music competition that has been going for more than 20 years, and up until recently, its success and continuation was all thanks to its latest administrator, Austin Green, aka Katajun. At the end of last year, he decided to retire and leave the work in the hands of his team. For the Spanish version of this podcast, I've interviewed some of them and they've told me all about Katajun's achievements and influence on them. The competition receives about 30 to 40 entries each month, which need to be tagged, processed, and uploaded to the DOD website. On top of that, votes need to be tallied, artwork needs to be commissioned, and the community hosts listening parties on their Twitch channel. It's a lot of work for one single person to do. Katajun's team of volunteers formed throughout the last couple of years, and on February 2025 they decided to pay homage to Katajun with a month dedicated to him. This meant that contestants were allowed to cover games from his favorite platform, that is, the PC. Especially old PC games and any other games Katajun decided to cover throughout his involvement with DOD. Personally, I do not have the pleasure of knowing Katajun as well as the other DOD folks, but I came across his work on his own BGM band called Wazzed, focused, of course, on covering old PC games. He also did a lot of interviews with legendary cover artists from the past that I absolutely encourage you to check out on DOD's YouTube channel. To start off this segment, we listen to his own entry for Katajun Month titled Absolute Power, a cover from Baldur's Gate 3. The main source is Down by the River, which is in a completely different style, but Katajun gave it the metal treatment, full of shreddash, odd time signatures, and even several quotes here and there for good measure, which is, of course, the usual in DOD lore. I, for one, was able to identify Dr. Wily's castle from Mega Man 3, but I digress. Thank you, Katajun, for all your hard work, and for those interested in learning more about this community and its history, you can check out Interview with a Dweller, which is a series of interviews that I published, translated both in English and Spanish throughout the course of last year, directly on DOD, in the form of alts, which are alternate entries that can't be voted on. For February, you will find one of such alts, where I asked some of Katajun's team about their time working with him. My involvement with this community has been increasing with the passing months, ever since I joined their Discord server. I even had the chance to participate in a main entry by Mel Decision. She decided to cover Howie's Funhouse Dance, a fun little sketch from an old PC game for kids, where I got to do a little voice acting and singing. I encourage you to listen to that entry on the DOD website. Thank you, Mel, for having me. And to close off this episode, I need to tell you about Slowly Crushed, a new participant of DOD from Tijuana, who completely crushed the competition this month by taking away the gold medal with his first entry. Can you believe that? DOD is a competition that has reached such a high level of quality that practically the first 15 to 20 tracks are always bangers. Historically, for the mix, I almost never recommend the top spots in the competition, just to shine a spotlight on those other tracks that can be overlooked if people focus on the top 3 or top 5. But this time, since this artist is from Mexico, I took the liberty of including his track. His style of post-rock is right at home with the current trend of DOD artists like Corey Johnson or even Emunator, who constantly surprise us with more slow-paced tracks that build up to something amazing and beautiful. Before we go into his track, called Warm Primordial Blackness from Disco Elysium, I should also mention that we are listening to The Space Bar, an arrangement by Dave Dolengewitz from Space Quest 5, where he collaborated with Chris Cortez, Chris Davies, Dave Cassini, Dave Copeland, Jake Drum and Bass, and Nate Lisby. Thank you for joining us in this episode with the best BGM from February 2025. I am Naop, and this is Mega Mixtape. See you next time.
There is nothing.